The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunt. The Couple Next Door is brought to you today in part by Arid Cream Deodorant with Perstop and Mentholatum.
Don't be half-safe.
Don't be half-safe.
If you've ever ruined a dress with perspiration stains, you might as well tear it out and throw it away.
Well, here's a new vanishing cream deodorant that stops perspiration stains, stops odor. New Arid now fortifies with Perstop. You rub Arid in, rub perspiration out. Rub Arid in, rub odor out.
Only a cream that penetrates deep into pores where perspiration starts can effectively stop perspiration stains, stop odor. Arid, used daily, stops perspiration stains, stops odor completely for 24 hours.
Remember, nothing protects you like a cream, and no cream protects you like Arid. Proved 1.5 times as effective as all leading deodorants tested against perspiration and odor.
Get Arid with Perstop today, only 43 cents plus tax.
Dear, dinner will be ready in about 10 minutes. You have time to put a new wash down the kitchen faucet if you want to.
New wash.
No, I hate to nag you about these things, if I don't keep mentioning them. You know, Betsy, what has Mother told you about putting your feet on the furniture?
Not to put my feet on the furniture.
Well, then take them off and go wash your hands. Dinner's about ready. Oh, who is that? Just at dinner time. Betsy, go wash your hands, please.
Oh. I'm Gloria Haynes. Oh, from down the street.
Yes, I know. Good evening, Mrs. Haynes.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry to bother you. Oh, well, may I come in?
Oh, yes, of course. Come in.
Who is it, Mommy?
Well, it's Mrs. Haynes from down the street, my daughter, Betsy.
Oh, yes, I know.
Mrs. Haynes. Well, good evening, Mrs. Haynes.
I'm so sorry to bother you.
No, not at all,
Something seems to be wrong with the lock on my front door, and I don't know who I can get to fix it at this hour of the day. And I'm just worried about having it unlocked all night.
Well,
I'm afraid my husband doesn't know too much about locks.
Well, no, I don't, but I can certainly take a look at it if you...
I would appreciate it. It would make me so nervous.
Oh, my goodness, we often forget to lock our doors at night. In this neighborhood, I don't think there's much to worry about.
Well, dear, I mean, I can see how she might be nervous. I mean, a woman alone in a house at night.
Well, I do have my son, but he's only 10, and...
Yes, of course, I understand. Now, you just let me get my coat, and I'll be...
Dinner is almost ready, dear.
I'll be right back, darling. Probably some little thing that will take a second to fix.
Oh, I do appreciate it. My goodness, it's so hard not to have a man around the house.
Well, we do come in handy. Okay, let's go. I won't be very long, darling.
Thank you so much for lending me your husband.
Oh, that's all right. You can lend him back to me when you're through. There's a few things to be fixed around here, too.
I'll be right back, dear.
Is Daddy going to be her man around the house?
Not if your mother can help it, no.
Are cold or food discomforts making you miserable? Combat them with Mentholatum Cold Band Tablets, potent new cold and food tablets containing 5 medications widely prescribed by doctors. Medications which help relieve many of your worst symptoms in just one day. Each Mentholatum Cold Band tablet contains analgesics to soothe away body aches and headaches, antidepressants to offset that heavy, weary feeling of a cold, antipyretics to help reduce fever, antihistamine to stop virus-spreading sneezes and to help open clogged nostrils. And each daily dose of Mentholatum Cold Band tablets contains more than the recommended amount of the orange juice vitamin, vitamin C. Get Mentholatum Cold Band tablets today, 98 cents. Your money back if cold band tablets don't help bring you fast relief.
Mommy?
Yes?
I'm hungry.
So am I. Well, Daddy isn't back yet. I'm trying to keep dinner warm.
How long is he going to be over there?
Well, he said he'd be right back, dear.
That was a long time ago.
Yes, it was rather. I imagine he's having trouble fixing Mrs. Haynes' front door.
I don't like her.
Betsy, you mustn't say things like that, dear.
All right, I won't say it, but I don't like her.
Well, she's very, very nice, dear.
And you like her?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Daddy does, too.
Yes, I know. Oh, it sounds like Daddy now. We can eat. Well, unless I don't know what dinner's going to be like.
No, don't take it out of the oven yet. I have to get a special.
What do you mean?
Oh, I'm right in the middle of fixing her door. She doesn't have any tools to work with. Charlie, she is cute, you know. She brings me this one little hammer. You know something you might pound a thumbtack in
with? What have you been doing? You've been gone an hour.
Yeah, that'll do it, I think. Well, honey, I had to look at the door and see what had to be done, you know.
Standing and looking at the door for an hour?
Oh, what's the matter with you?
Betsy, you can go in the other room and turn on the television, dear.
You told me to turn it off.
Well, turn it on again. You can go watch it, darling. Daddy's not ready to eat yet. Run along, honey.
She really needs a new lock on that door, actually.
What she actually needs is a new husband, so she leaves everybody else's alone.
But what is the matter with you? She's a perfectly lovely person. I feel very sorry for her.
Why?
Well, she was married to this really horrible man. He was really a brute. You know what she told me? She told me that he hit her.
Well, I can't say I blame him.
Well,
he may have had good reason to hit her.
I am shocked at you. I really am. I've never heard you talk like this about anybody.
Well, I'm sorry. I just don't like her.
Yeah, she said that. Uh-huh. She said that you didn't like her.
Oh, she did.
Yes, she did. And she doesn't know why.
Uh-huh. And I bet she also said she liked me very much.
She did.
Uh-huh.
She did. She said she likes you very much. She said
I'll
that.
I'll bet she did.
Mm-hmm. And she said she could tell that you didn't like her, and she feels very bad about it.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I must say, I don't understand you, really. You're usually so nice to everybody, and here's this poor girl. So lonesome. So helpless.
Yes.
She said she was trying to fill out her income tax, and she was just having the worst time trying to understand it, you know?
Well, all she has to do is go down to room 311 at the City Hall. The government supplies plenty of men who will be only too glad, I'm sure, to help her understand it.
She's really a child about such things. She said she never could get arithmetic through her head. She said her check stubs were always in the worst mess. She's just so darn cute about it, you know.
I don't recall you thinking it's so cute when my check stubs are in a mess.
Oh, well, you know better. Now, why do you act like this?
Oh, can't you see she's just putting on an act? I mean, it is so irritating to see one's husband get taken in by such a...
Nobody spots a phony quicker than I do.
Oh,
she is really a very sweet, genuine person. I'm surprised at you. I really am. Hey, maybe we could invite her over for bridge some evening. You know, I can find a fourth for her.
Or is the fourth for me?
What?
Nothing. Not at all.
Sometimes I don't understand you at all.
Well, it is 7:30. I've been trying to keep dinner warm. Betsy and I are hungry.
Look, as long as I started, I just want to finish it.
Well, you were so starved, I rushed to get dinner.
I was, but she gave me a piece of the best apple pie. Golly, it was good. She said she'd be glad to give you her recipe for the pie crust, darling. You know, look, you go ahead and eat, sweetheart. Don't wait for me.
Come on, dear.
Why don't you eat too, Mommy?
No, I'll wait for Daddy. Oh, you finish your potatoes, dear. Mommy's got to go see who's at the door. And see if you can surprise Mommy and eat all your string beans, too, darling. I'm coming. Oh, come on, Mommy. Come on in. What's the matter?
Well, I... Oh, dear, I don't know whether to say anything or not.
What is it?
Well, it is none of my business. And Fred is perfectly furious at me for coming over.
Why? Sit down.
No, I can't stay. I've got to get the children to bed, but...
Oh, for goodness sake, what is it?
Well... I don't know whether you know it or not, but your husband is over at that Mrs. Haynes' house.
Oh, I'm well aware of it. How did you know?
I went over to the Smiths to pick up Billy. He had dinner with Bobby Smith tonight, and on the way back, I couldn't help but see in her house.
Mm-hmm.
She has this big picture window,
yeah.
And he was just sitting there with some other people, drinking.
Drinking?
Well, he had a glass in his hand.
Oh,
now, as I say, it's none of my business, and Fred said I should keep out of it.
Oh, well, he just went over there to...
I know, to fix something. That's the way it started with Fred and every other husband in this neighborhood. And I don't think anything happened, if you know what I mean.
Yes, I know what you mean.
But as I looked in the window, she went past his chair and ruffled his hair. Then he sort of twirled around and round and then sort of posed against the fireplace. And he laughed and laughed, you know, in that idiotic way men do when their wives aren't around.
Yes. What do they see in her? She's about as little and helpless as a man-eating shark. Well, we've sold the house, and we'll be moving out of the neighborhood in a month or so, I'm not going to worry.
Well, a month is a month, and apparently she's very charming.
She ruffled his hair, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for coming over. I think we wives have to stick together, don't you? Good night, Elmer.
Good night, dear.
Betsy. Betsy, come here, dear. Darling, did you finish dinner?
Yes, and I ate all my string beans.
You do that, Mommy. Good girl. Now, look, remember the little poem you got up and recited in school?
Uh-huh. I'm a little autumn leaf that tumbles down and down.
Now, Mommy wants to teach you another. Daddy loves to hear you recite, but you go upstairs and put on that old, short, ragged, yellow play dress that Mommy was going to throw out, you know?
I don't want to wear that old thing.
That was the costume. It goes with the poem. And I think there's an old gray shawl in the attic to wear over your head.
What's the poem?
Well, it begins this way. Mommy has to write some more to it. Father, dear father, come home with me now.
Father, dear father, come home with me now.
Yeah.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. It gets harder to be a cynic every day. With CBS Radio's evening program lineup waiting for you every weekday, optimism is a natural attitude. The mere idea of spending time in the good company of Amos and Andy and their friends is enough to put anybody in a good frame of mind. The jokes they tell and the songs they play are something to look forward to with glee. Of course, listening to CBS Radio's Amos and Andy Music Hall will make you feel even better. The zany antics of Robert Q. Lewis and his gang are an inexhaustible source of merriment, too. Add music to their mischief, and you have another perfect combination for inducing a positive outlook in anybody. Most of these same stations also bring you CBS Radio's Rusty Draper Show each weekday evening. Here the accent is on music, but there's an ample supply of wit and humor on hand, too. Brighten up this evening. Hear all three of these delightful shows right here on CBS Radio.
Oh, there you two are. Oh, Daddy did come home with you. How nice.
I suppose you think you're very funny.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of. How'd it go, Betsy?
Oh, I did fine, didn't I, Daddy?
Oh, yes.
They all laughed and clapped, Mommy.
You say, oh, fine.
Now you go on upstairs and go to bed, Betsy. I want to talk to your mother.
Can I do it just once more?
Yes. No. Oh, I want to hear it. And she's really a born actress, Daddy, don't you think? She learned it so quickly. Did you get the expressions in, dear? And did you clasp your little hands?
Uh-huh. I remembered everything. Father, dear father, come home with me now. Oh, give up this terrible life. Come home to your poor little child and your starving and unhappy wife.
Oh, marvelous. Isn't that good, Daddy?
Huh?
Really, a born actress. Mommy and Daddy are very proud of you.
I want to do it again.
Oh, that's enough. I have to give Daddy his dinner. Now, you go get undressed and then come down and kiss us goodnight. Run along, dear. You did very, very well. Well, dear, did it seem to go over with Mrs. Haynes and her friends?
With a bang. I suppose you think you're very funny.
That was kind of funny, huh?
Sending that child out like that, dressed up in rags with that idiotic shawl, and walking down there alone at night.
Oh, I brought her down. I was sure you'd bring her home, honey.
I have never. I have never been so embarrassed in my life. Why? Why?
I thought you'd come home.
What do you suppose Mrs. Haynes thought?
I imagine she got the idea. And the next time you go down there to fix anything, you'll wear a little sign around your neck that says, Private Property, Hands Off.
What? Were you jealous? Why? I really believe you're jealous.
All fair, dear, in love and war.
Well, golly, you are jealous. Wow, honey, I hardly know her.
And let's keep it that way, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch. It stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Dorothy Duckworth, Catherine Meskel, and Fancy Myers. It is produced by Walter Hart. This is Warren Gwinney inviting you to listen tomorrow to The Couple Next Door.